SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I am your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about how do we learn the Japanese.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like a favorite, a commenter, and share it with all your friends.
We know.
Hey, welcome back.
Hello.
To this show.
To this
with
show.
With Joey and Aki to with this show.
With Aki and Joey on this show called The Anime Show using hashtag, what is it, Joey?
What? We just started. We're not gonna blast our like
might
special
as well,
hashtag.
Might as well. Ashtag.
Ashtag. All right. So today we're gonna be looking at a comment that one of you guys left over on Twitter using our specialized hashtag. What is it?
You tell me, Joey, because it's your show. Clearly.
Okay. It's hashtag SBS Anime. One of you guys left this comment for I think it was a few weeks ago. That we thought about covering today. It's from Amanda Dupuis at Commander Dupuis, maybe? It's D-U-P-U-I-S. Cool. How do you pronounce that? Dupuis?
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 Dupuis.
Dupuis? Dupuis. It's Dupuis! Amanda Dupuis! She asks, after listening to the episode where Joey talked about learning Japanese, I was wondering if we could know what Aki has been doing to learn Japanese, e.g. textbooks, websites, etc.
So it all started at age 13.
Mm-hmm.
Age 12. Age 12 or 13. I was subscribed to Shonen Jump for a while. Okay. Yeah, and then they used to have, like, these comics where it was weird, because I don't think they do it now, I'm not sure, but they did have things in English, but then they also under it had hiragana, which was weird.
Right.
Yeah, or at least just with this one magazine. So I didn't know what I was looking at, but but I was getting fascinated with just how it was going to be structured, so I tried to learn some hiragana. Kind of flopped. I only knew some phrases, so then I went to Japanese class in high school, and I attended all 4 years. During that time, I learned hiragana, katakana, basic sentence structure, basic phrases, and then a couple of extremely elementary kanji. And then after that, I never really used it again, but I actually took some textbooks from high school and kept it with me all this time. And then fast forward, 7 years later, or maybe almost 10, I meet this lovely man, Joey. And I don't know, now I've just kind of been put in a situation where, especially when I go to Japan, that you're forced to say it and then you learn a lot more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nowadays, I don't know, it's kind of a mix of things, but I'll have you talk, Joey, before I continue.
I mean, you know, I only ask you, really, because the way I learned it and the way you learned it are two very different, you know, things. Because obviously I learned it as a first language, or rather, you know, a second first language, basically from birth. So the way I learned Japanese differs greatly to how everybody else learned it. Because I think, like, you know, because I didn't learn from a textbook, you know, that's the biggest difference. Aki learned from a textbook like everybody else did. That's the thing, right? Like, whenever we go to, like, a con or something, and I get asked the question, and you know about this, Aki, but, like, whenever we get asked the question, like, oh, what's the easiest way to learn Japanese? Like, how did you do it? Like, what textbooks do you recommend? Is a question that we get asked a lot. And I'm just sitting there, like, I don't know of a textbook. I didn't use a textbook.
I mean, it's hard to say because there are so many Japanese textbooks out there. I hate to put this answer that out there, but it's kind of your preference of which one you prefer. Definitely get one that teaches you sentence structure rather than a phrase book, because a phrase book only teaches you like how to say something, but you don't understand why. And so through there, you're not really going to understand why the sentence is the way it is, so you won't learn that way. I suggest you only have that if you just want to be a tourist. That's it.
You ever try like what was that thing called that like was like a meme in the early Rosetta Stone? Did you ever try that?
No. I never used that. Actually, my Japanese teacher, she is Japanese. She even resented it as well. She's like, guys, don't get it. It's really bad. She's like, you're gonna spend so much money. On something that I'm going to teach you in like a week, and you get this class for free and you get to talk to me. So yeah,
because like I'd like heard of Rosetta Stone and like you know, I guess it was like a thing for a little bit, but everyone was like, oh man, Rosetta Stone is so bad. I'm like, how bad could it be? Like what do they teach you? Because like for me personally, like I personally have a slight issue with like learning from textbooks, because there's a lot of things in textbooks that you'll never ever use in real life. Like, I can't stand the textbooks which teach you like "kore wa pen des," you know, like this is a pen. When are you ever going to use that in a conversation?
Well, again, I say that they should get a textbook that teaches them the sentence structure. If you just get a book that just says how to say this is a pen, like that's basically just the phrase book that I resent you guys from using to learn Japanese. Yeah. But I think they're only doing that so that they can just basically break it down. It's not what they're saying. It's just to understand it, so they have to pick the most basic sentence that they can give you. Like, I actually saw this comedian, he talked about French. So he said like, oh yeah, growing up I went to French school. And the things that they're teaching you in French, when I think about it, they're all things that are very hard to get into conversation. Like, the monkey is on the branch. Not a lot of jungle in France.
He's like, well, that's the thing. It's like I understand, you know, they're saying, like, kore wa pen desu, like, this is a pen, so that you can learn sentence structure, like, how the word pen fits into the sentence, because, it differs greatly from English in other countries and other languages, you know? But, like, I feel that, like, the way that a lot of these kinds of textbooks are structured, they don't properly teach you that. And so what ends up happening is a lot of these kids who want to learn how to speak Japanese and learn sentence structure only end up remembering how to say that phrase without fully understanding how the structure works. So, you know, I feel that's why, like, it's very difficult to find a good textbook that can, like, properly articulate those kinds of, you know, sentence structures and stuff like that.
I personally have mine in my hands here right now. Now, you guys can't see it, but I'm about to show Joey, and I honestly think that this book is really, really good. I mean, they do use this in just schools, and I don't even think you can buy this online, in all honesty. But really? they have the sentences, and then they broke down exactly why everything is the way it is so that you understand. They underline everything. For example, if you just said kore wa pen desu, they have the sentence, then they underline each and every one of those words. Then under those words, there's like, it's like two sentences explaining kore means this. And then it says it's at the beginning because subject goes in the front or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then wa, it just is. It must go in between subject and whatever else is next to it to say that it exists. Yeah. So it's really, really good.
I feel as well that, like, in terms of, like, you know, conjunctions, like wa and or and ga and, like, those kinds of stuff, it's very difficult to properly translate that into English because it's based off a bunch of, I guess, rules, like, you know, literary rules that don't really exist in English and, like, a lot of languages that use the alphabet, you know? So, like, I've always struggled to, like, describe to people, like, how to use wa and how to use ga and, like, how to use or and, like, what the differences are and when you need to know how to use it. Because I feel like those kinds of parts especially is very similar to, in German, for example, there are three different words for the, you know, depending on what it is. It's die, de, and das. And there are no apparent rules to when to use die and when to use de and when to use das. You just need to know that that word uses that particular version of the. There's no rule, it's just what it is.
I promise you that this textbook, if not this one, then the next, the previous level before this one, actually has the explanation of it. I mean, I'm sure if you guys look on the internet, someone does explain it, but I guess it's just more difficult to wrap your head around and then just keep saying it until it starts to make sense. That's how I did it. Like, we called them particles, and so each one is used to apply something different than the last. Now, I don't know how I wrapped my head around it, because I definitely know that I didn't get it off the bat. I'm like, wa, o, ga. And then, like, the ones that I'm still having trouble with now is de and ni. I'm like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I find like, my sensei said that that was really understandable for me. Because she's like,
I mean, like, de and ni is, like, pretty... I feel de and ni is, like... A lot more right.
Like, with the hair?
Yeah, it's hard, man. Because I feel like, especially, like, I wouldn't be able to teach Japanese to people who want to learn it, because I've never had to think about these kinds of things when learning Japanese. It just came so naturally to me. Like, you know, like, trying to teach English to someone, like, it's very difficult to... teach someone something that comes so naturally to you and is, like, a no-brainer to you. And you never really, like, put your thought into it, like, oh, yeah, why is that like that? Like, why do I say it in this kind of way and stuff like that, you know? Like, yeah. I remember when I had to explain to a friend of mine, this is, like, you know, more has to do with, like, Australian English versus, like, standard English. But, like, for example, like, in America, you would say, how you doing? Like, you know, like, hello, how are you doing, right? But then my friend asked me, how come in America they say, how are you doing, but in Australia they say, how are you going? Because apparently...
Really?
Apparently, yeah, we go,
we say,
hey, how's
it going?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah,
But we say, how are you going? And my friend said, how am I going where?
I mean, for
and I'm
the
like,
record,
oh yeah, I never thought about that. Like, well, that is weird.
For the record, I find in my ears, Australian is might as well be learning a whole different language sometimes with you, because you guys make up words that I have never heard before.
We don't make up words.
Well,
it's they're real words. Yeah, they sound made up.
Yeah,
but.
Like it kind of sounds like they took a word and then they slurred it to sound even more casual than casual. It's like. Like,
yeah, you have to understand that, like,
80%
of our
languages. Like a Richie. Work on the cheap to look like a Richie.
Yeah, but that is a very Bogan Australian. I know we're broadcasting this on an Australian radio show, so it's kind of blasphemous for me to say that.
I forgot. Hello, Australia.
But, like, I don't know, like, Australian English is, like, 80% slang, so it's basically, like, learning another language.
Yeah, I can't even imagine with your cousin, like, who went to Australia to go learn English. I'm like, how must that have been? Because even...
It was really interesting, actually, now that you say that, because, like, just, like, a few days ago, like, I was at my cousin's place, and, like, you know, like, this... Like, the quotation marks thing, like, the air quotations that I do?
Yeah.
Or that, you know, that exists in English. Like, oh, this is a big car. You know, like, you can say it in a way that, like, even people listening to this show can clearly tell that I just put big air quotations over the words big car, right? Like,
sarcasm.
This is a big car. You know, like, yeah, like, sarcasm and irony.
Yeah.
And I did that without thinking while talking to my cousin in Japanese. And she's like, oh, yeah, I've been meaning to ask, why do people do this? Like... what is this? Like, what are these air quotations? Like, what does it mean?
Why are you doing the bunny ears?
Yeah, like, no, she's like, why is everybody doing the peace sign when they're talking? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I never thought about that. That concept of, like, sarcasm and irony just does not exist in Japanese.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, you know, like, the Japanese version of quotation marks is this thing called kagikako, which is, like, these, like, right-angled, like, angles. Right-angled
yeah,
angles?
That's
weird. Right-angled sides.
Right-angled angles.
Right-angled angles. Like, you know, it's like a rectangle that's been cut in half. That's what it looks like. So I was like, oh, yeah, I've never thought about that. And I had, like, a really hard time explaining to her what it means, like, when to use it and how to use it. And I'm like, man, language is hard.
Honestly.
Like, just from that, like, little, like, interaction, like, I gained, like, a whole new respect for, like, English teachers. Because that must be, like, I'm sure they get those kinds of questions all the time. And it's so difficult to, like, explain to people how that works.
Yeah, I have to agree. And it's weird with English, it's kind of like, it's so fluid in the way, like, it's structured. Like, I don't know how it is in other countries or, like, you know, say Australia, but in America, it's like, hey, doll, what's poppin', bruh? Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's like, what? How did any... Yeah. Or it's like... We gonna get some crab and go to the swamp and whatnot. And yeah.
What's up, cuh?
What's up, cuh?
Yeah.
I love you, cuh. Yeah. And then...
Yeah.
I mean, that's not... I can't even find an equivalent to that. Because I would say, oh, yeah, no. It's like Okinawan of Japanese. No, it's not. It's just Japanese and somebody got really lazy with this.
Oh, I mean, it's... I mean, you know, that kind of stuff exists in Japan as well. Like, Japan has so many dialects. Which, you know, a lot of them, some of them are famous, you know, like the Kansai dialect, but only because, you know, it's been said on TV a lot. And then there are some, like, really, like, obscure dialects which sound like a completely different language. You know, so it's interesting, man. Language is hard.
And then I also use some apps if you want to know what I use nowadays, because clearly I'm not going to school anymore. Guys, you're about to hear them out right now. I haven't used it in a while, and I probably should. But super, super helpful. Go on your app store, type in Japanese. That is literally all I typed in. And I promise you, it is great. It's literally Japanese with an exclamation point at the end. And it's like a blue icon. And I think it's like the ah symbol in hiragana. But it basically, when you open that... It has, like, so many lessons on it, and it forces you to start from lesson one, and it will keep quizzing you, even if it's the same questions, over and over and over again, until its algorithm feels like you at least grabbed the basic understanding that you can go on to the next lesson, and so on and so forth. And then, at the end of each lesson, it does a review of all the previous lessons that you've learned now. So, if you, let's say, progress 10 lessons... by the time that you get to the very end, you have a review where it combines all the previous lessons you've learned. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah, I think you've shown me that one, actually.
Yeah, and it times you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because so, it's like, that's like a good system. It's just like, it's rote learning without, like, rote learning, if that makes sense. It's just like punching in your head, like, this is this, and you gotta learn the basics. Because it's like... You know, you got to understand the foundations before you start, you know, understanding, like, how to create a sentence or, like, how to write something and stuff like that. Because there's always a base to it.
Yeah.
But just know that whatever you do decide to use, whether it be apps or textbooks or any other means, just know that it's going to take a very long time. No matter what it is, like... I've been learning and speaking Japanese for 23 years at this point, almost 24 years, and I still am not 100% mastered in it. So it's hard, man. And Japanese is especially, like, one of the most difficult languages, especially if you're an English speaker.
That's why Japan is also one of the most isolated countries in the world, as far as culture goes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been stuck on an island for 2,000 plus years, so...
Yeah.
You know. It's hard, man.
It's funny to think that technically the Japanese, they're islanders. Because when you think of islanders, I guess I usually think of, like, I guess Well, maybe just because of me, I think of, like, the Philippines. That very, like, tropical look.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But...
yeah, it's just a really big island.
Yeah.
I mean, technically speaking, Australians are islanders, too.
Oh, yeah. You guys are, like, coast islanders.
Yeah, it's just that we're our island is also a continent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's about it for this episode. Thank you for the question, Amanda Dupuis. However you pronounce your name. If there are any other questions or topics that you would like us to talk about on the next episode, then make sure to use our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
I forgot, Joey. I have bad memory.
It's that one that starts with an S.
B.
S.
S.
B.
Hashtag.
Yeah, that's it. SBSBSSB hashtag. No, it's hashtag SBS anime. SBS anime over
that's
on Twitter.
That's right.
Let us know your questions, responses, comments, all that kind of stuff. And also let us know over there what kind of textbooks and stuff you use as well. If you use any apps, textbooks, any other learning methods for not just Japanese, but any languages out there, then I think it'd be a nice thing to share with the community. But anyways, guys, thanks again for listening into another episode. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, share it with all of your friends. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.